Yeah, Neville here. It's Sunday, January the 10th. So I'm just playing, or rather recording, using Audioboo, but the latest version 1.3 that was released yesterday, January the 9th. Visited the App Store on iTunes and downloaded it. And noticed immediately the most visible change that I could see was the change of font, typeface, in the listing of Boos. So, but there's far more to it, according to Mark Rock's blog post on the Audioboo blog. And the first thing he mentions, funnily enough, is the font, Georgia, one of the web-safe ones from Microsoft. But I did like, in particular, also the new menu item on the Boo section that lets you choose which Boos you want to display. Instead of being featured, you can now, you've got a menu, you can choose followed, recent, popular, and then the geolocation one of nearby. That's experimental. I tried that one actually, and it only showed me. It'll develop, I'm sure, and I can imagine that being handy. But the ability to choose, very nice. And in fact, the whole thing, the app itself looks very polished now. It looks very professional, almost elegant, particularly that Georgia typeface. That was a very good move. So I've been using a beta of the, I think 1.3 actually, for a while. So I'm not noticing anything other visible, and indeed I think from reading Mark's post, lots behind the scenes basically. The only thing that strikes me that I'd suggest is on the Boos page where you have that listing. I know you've got that little arrow you can touch and it gives you a bit more information about the Boo, but to me the first thing I thought was seeing that list, I'd like to see a date on that listing as opposed to having to press the arrow. Gives you a better sense of context, I think. So I don't know whether that's possible, but that might be quite handy. So what else is there? One feature mentioned in the blog post that looks very interesting to me, where you can record a Boo, hit pause, I guess, and then exit the app, and then come back, load the app again, and then add to it. Now that I could see very useful for people. Indeed, the example given here is if someone, for instance, wants to do a wrap-up of short daily recordings to make a weekly podcast. I could imagine that being handy, but I could see lots of other uses for it too, but the fact is you'd have the choice. So pretty neat. Anyway, I think this is great. I think they've done a nice job, so let's get this published.